Man, the Mystery and the Magi. A human being is the literal embodiment of mortality. The flesh is a prison for the being. The earth is a prison for the body. A prison within a prison for the soul, carefully concealed in mystery. An object animated by a soul that thinks that it is the object is the ultimate accomplishment of the trade and technology of the mortality mechanic. Magi were priests, since the time of Egypt and Zoroaster, pretended to know the secret of this mystery, as in the following example. To know, to dare, to will, to keep silence. Such are the four words of the Magus, inscribed upon the four symbolical forms of the Sphinx. There is only one dogma in magic, and it is this. The visible is the manifestation of the invisible, or in other terms, the perfect word, in things appreciable and visible, bears an exact proportion to the things which are inappreciable by our senses and unseen by our eyes. The Magus raises one hand towards heaven and points down with the other to earth, saying, above immensity, below immensity still. Immensity equals immensity. This is true in things seen as in things unseen. Eliphas Levi from Dogma, A Ritual de l'Echot Magique, Part 1, The Doctrine of Transcendental Magic. Part 7. Maxims of Mortality Explained. Be wary of the inherent errors that have caused the mortality of the ones and the creators, who are omnipotent and omniscient sources of the physical universe. Omnipotence without wisdom. The ones or the creators built a universe based on guidelines which eventually, by consensus, became static and inviolate. These are what are known as the laws of the physical universe. From the perspective of a near infinity of accumulated experience with an appreciation of the laws, we can now clearly conclude that omnipotence, total force, without wisdom, judgment, gained from observation, is a fundamental error of this universe. The unmitigated application of force as a solution to every problem encountered has proved to become the undoing of the ones and the creators. When confronted with organization, trickery, treachery, and guile, combined with a modest application of force, the ones and the creators have all been reduced by entrapment and enslavement. The physical universe was once ruled by the gods. It is now ruled by lesser beings who have combined their relatively modest forces into organizations which, through treachery, now prevail. Intolerance of nothingness. The essence of a spiritual being is a non-physical entity with the unlimited potential for thought and creative energy which can be applied as force. As such, the ones and the creators, as well as all spiritual entities, are essentially nothingness relative to the physical universe, which is made entirely of somethingness, such as energy particles combined into various object or gaseous elements, organisms, etc. It has been observed that spirits cannot or will not tolerate themselves or anything else as a no-thing. For whatever reason, agreement, whim, or fancy, spiritual beings exhibit an abhorrence and aversion to nothingness. As a result, the spiritual being continually creates somethings, which includes everything thing in the entire physical universe. The universe is made of things. Even the apparently unlimited void of interstellar space is filled with tiny particles of energy or dust that are an amalgamation of even tinier bits of somethings, progressing toward the infinitely small and conversely toward the infinitely large. The obvious result of this intolerance of nothingness is the physical universe,